Getting started here on your season coming up. You have a couple games you're going to be doing, getting ready for the season, and just go into what you're going to be doing to get started.
We open up scrimmaging against Oswego State and Potsdam State, which is a couple four-year schools for us. It's going to give us a big challenge. It's great competition to go in and get us prepared for the season. We open up next weekend in Pennsylvania against Lehigh Carbon University and Northampton University. So we're looking forward to getting on the floor. It's been a month and a half now since we've gotten it going, and girls are getting ready to go and focused, so we're excited.
And also coming up, for you this season, as you do every year, is with having a two-year school, you have to constantly figure out what's going to be your next plan. And as far as this season goes, who's returning that you feel is going to be a good fit for this, and who are you bringing in that you feel truly fits into what you're doing at OCC?
I have two returning starters from last year's team, which is nice to have some leadership, veteran leadership on the team, and and scoring. One averaged about 10 points a game, the other one averaged 8 points, 8 rebounds for us, so it gives us some scoring there, excuse me. And I brought in 10 freshmen, and I have a point guard that can handle basketball, and Kayla Kibling. I have a couple of shooting guards that can shoot the ball real well, and inside we have some post players that really can bang it on a glass and get after it, which is something that I haven't had in past years. So I'm looking forward to the mixture of the freshmen and the returners to really, I think, work well together.
You put this team on the national map. How do you keep that going here inside of Central New York to keep this team out there, not just competitive in your region, but competitive all throughout the country?
I just think competitiveness. I think working hard and trying to get the athletes and the players that fit my system. And that's really the key that I've done the last, 8 to 10 years after I've took the program over, is just try to get kids to fit my system. And I think the girls I've brought in the last 8 to 10 years have fit my system. And when I recruit and when we recruit as a program, we look for athletes and players that are going to fit that. And that's pretty much the way I've gone since I've taken over the program.
And then we look at the fact that you have a tournament that's coming up this season here before we end out the year, and you're doing it, and then also the men's side doing it with Dave Pasiak, and just go into that Onondaga Community College Classic and what you're doing.
Well, it's a great opportunity for us to showcase our arena. We're going to play the tournament in the SRC Arena, which just opened last December, and it's an unbelievable facility to play in. So to end the first semester in there, to hosting our own tournament, it's gonna open it up to outside, the community and also recruiting, for players, possible players for the future to come in and take a look at the facility and the college and to see what they can possibly play in, and it gives players coming in and the community a great opportunity to see what we have to offer.
Is there a hope that you'll shift more games to the SRC Arena as the time goes by, season to season?
Yeah, I think season to season it'll probably change a little bit. Right now this upcoming season we have 4 games in there, and it's takes a great deal of time and effort and to put down the floor and to kind of get it to where it needs to be and be ready. It takes almost a half a day to get it ready for something like that. So it depends on the schedule and the calendar and what other things are going on in the arena at the time.
And then as far as coming out here today for the Carvel event, what does it mean to you to, connect with the community and be a part of things like this and make sure that, you're getting your message out at OCC?
Well, first, I thank you for having me, and it's nice to be here and to see what you have to offer and to help, let the community know what we have up at OCC and what we've had and for a long time. And it's a great university to have around here in Syracuse, and it's only growing. It's only going to grow more. I think it's a great opportunity to be here and to let the community know what we have to offer.
Appreciate it, as always, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dan.